Ramadan began in Palestine on Monday evening, and to talk to us about the month of Ramadan in the city of Jerusalem and for the Palestinians, how has it been? We're joined on the line by Ihab Jalad, Palestinian activist in Jerusalem. Ihab, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Kareem to you and to all the Palestinians. Shukran for joining us this afternoon. We understand that the Zionists have allowed Ramadan decorations and, you know, rituals to be happening in the Old City. Tell us more about this. What is the vibe like at the moment in the Old City of Jerusalem with the commencement of the month of Ramadan?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Happy Ramadan to all of you brothers and sisters in South Africa. And regarding the situation here in the old city of Jerusalem, it was a custom to decorate the alleys and the streets of the old city long time ago. It was only banned during the so-called coronavirus crisis. Because, no, actually the old city was close to non-inhabitants. So it was only available for the locals of the old city. But now, after the coronavirus crisis was eased a bit because of the vaccination, life is back to normal. And we are receiving Ramadan as it used to be. So it's, they didn't give a special permit, but life is continuing as it used to be 2 years ago.
Alhamdulillah, that is great, yes.
Alhamdulillah, that's good news that we are again coming back slowly to normal life. And the mosque is, alhamdulillah, is full of people, full of worshippers, faithful believers. And
yes.
We don't feel that there is anything missing, except that we are still wearing masks. That's the only thing that we feel of corona. And of course, you know, the people from far away, from brothers from like you, from South Africa, from other Muslim countries, and from all over the world, are not able to come to share us the blessing of Ramadan. This is the only thing that we miss.
Yes. We know that the Israelis continuously break down Palestinian homes in the West Bank, etc. Do they at least stop that during the month of Ramadan?
No. They never stopped that. Not years ago, not today. They don't stop their violence against the Palestinians, against the stones, against the souls. By harassing them, by demolishing houses, they didn't stop any activity because actually they don't look into Ramadan as holy month that to respect it. It's holy to Muslims, not to the Jews. And for example, demolishing houses, it's scheduled. Schedules all over the year. They don't look for holy years. Even, you know, our most holy feast, our most holy holidays, our high holidays, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, the Jews last 2 years ago, they break into the mosque within the holiday. They didn't restrict that we have the highest holiday, the most important one, after Ramadan, that the day of joy, and we should celebrate. And they make it a sad day, a black day at that time.
Yes, that is the unfortunate reality. Now, we also know that shortly, the city of Jerusalem will also be commemorating its Remembrance Day, which is referred to as Yezkor, and on that day certain buildings will be lit up, etc. What is it like on that day? Is it an annual commemoration? And you know, how do the Palestinians living in the city of Jerusalem receive this?
You mean the commemorating of the Jewish day?
Yes.
Actually, 2 days ago, there was some kind of remembrance. And maybe it was for their dead within the wars. It was in the Burak Plaza, which is very close to the Al-Aqsa Mosque at its western side. The Jews call it the Western Wall Plaza or the Wailing Wall, and we call it the Burak Wall. 2 days ago, that remembrance or that celebration took place, and the police came into the Al-Aqsa Mosque, into the loudspeakers, and they muted them. They muted the speakers that go to the points west in order to not to disturb the celebration. So this is the first time that they did so, by muting the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Muazzin loudspeakers, and preventing the Azan from echoing to the west, to the west side of the city. Actually, not the west side of the city, it's inside the old city, but it is pointing towards the Burak Plaza or the Moroccan gate. So this took place 2 days ago, and even the Jordanian government, they issued a kind of criticized that, and they sent an memory to the Israeli side, demonstrating the events and showing their angry over what they did. So if there coming to be any celebration for any memory for any remembrance, they will also break into the mosque. They will annoy the people. They will come in with flags, Israeli flags, all over the Palestinian side, by trying to harass people, try to make a provocation, and the police will support them, and they will be secured. And every year this event took place here, exactly at Masjid Gate, the living spot of the old city, the place where the Muslims and the Christians mainly get into the city, and the Jews don't. But they intentionally do so and gather at the plaza of the Damascus Gate in order to harass people, in order to just to annoy them. Even, lastly, they changed the name of the plaza of the Damascus Gate into two female soldiers, Israeli soldiers. So we have to now to pronounce it and to name it after the Jewish soldiers, not according to our own legacy.
Yes, unfortunate reality and the ongoing oppression against the Palestinian people. Ihab, jazakumullah khair for chatting to us. We wish you and all the Palestinians good and the best for the remaining month of Ramadan. May Allah grant you all a blessed month. May Allah make it easy for you, and we look forward to chatting to you again sometime in the future, inshallah.
Inshallah. Thanks, brother. And we make dua for you, inshallah, that it will be soon. Your crisis will be end, the coronavirus will end, and you will come and share us some of the blessings of this holy city.
Definitely, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.